Okay, well, for me, I have several addictions, so it kind of intertwined. But basically, that was my first addiction because I went when I was a kid, I ate because I was bullied. And I was, when I was 18, see, through my childhood and everything, everything that I ate was doled out by my mother. So when I was 18, it was like, do whatever. And so I went to town, but I'm a binger restrictor. So It was really, yo-yo. I was like a yo-yo. And my addiction was pretty bad. Well, I joined the service, left home, joined the service in the early 70s, and married this guy that was also overeater, but he was just strictly overeater. So he didn't really care what I looked like. And I got up a few pounds, but then I really ballooned up when I got pregnant with my first daughter. But then again, I thought I've got to do something about this. And I just walked all over the place with my child in the umbrella stroller. So just fast forward to 1988, and that's that. I didn't know anything about 12 steps except for something my ex-husband's father said about AA, and he didn't like the spiritual side. Well, I had a spiritual awakening. I had had it years ago, and I had when I was in the service, I kind of backslid, but then I came back to church, and that helped some. But see, when you're dry drunk and you're and not tur not going to God about the food, just doing whatever. It doesn't do you a whole lot of good. So I strayed away from God, and because I didn't have time for God, because I went back to school in the early 80s. So that was interesting. And so my eating got out of control. But that I found out about OA through the newspaper, and I saw there was an ad for OA in Norman. So I started going to that, but I couldn't stay abstinent. I mean, we go to FIRST after the meeting. No, and like there was like two or three people that were absent, and were like, "How the heck did you do this?" I'm like, "I can't do it." We go to FIRST. I can eat whatever, and they were eating healthy and everything. You're like, "What?" And I got a sponsor. I was working the step. I didn't know what any of it meant. I didn't connect God, the God I knew, with the steps in OA. We had the big book, and we had the 12 and 12, and they had gray sheet, and I didn't know what to do. But so I decided, well, I had gone to AA, I had gone to treatment for alcoholism, and the next year I knew I had to, I needed to go to treatment for my eating disorder. So I went, and I was And I got out and I started going to OA meetings up in Oklahoma City, because I was working. I became a nurse, and I was working in Oklahoma City. So one of the ladies that was abstinent, I mean, she looked good. She was smart as a whip, and I love what she shared. I said, "Would you be my sponsor?" Well, she sponsored people in OA, OA How, and See How. Well, I picked See How, and well, I was raised Catholic, and I was in the service. So of course I'm going to pick something that's really strict, and so it's really strict. They have you, it's all it's carbs, but like stuff like that's not anything that's not white flour, and of course no sugar. The sugar is fifth item or below, and you also like your modified food starch and all that, that's fifth item or below. And I kept making mistakes every so often, but I was able to successfully, as far as I knew, stay abstinent for about 18 months. But you know, I mean, I reported my food like I was supposed to. But and she said it was okay, and it's like the best I did the best I could, okay? So I had basically I had trouble. I'm not a team player. I don't do well with jobs. I'm just like that was the thing. I was answering all these questions in these books for See How, and that was part of the program. The first book is the first three steps, and then you answer more questions, which is corresponds to your other steps. Well, you know. So basically what happened is like I'd be like doing one job and go to the other job and just, you know, because I couldn't, I had problems with my drinking too. So, you know, it was just, you know, I was basically crazy. And because I wasn't, even though I managed to stay abstinent or to my the best of my ability, I still can't turn. I was trying to do it myself, because what I do is I get down to my goal weight, below my goal weight, and then it was like diet over, and then I you know cheat and lie and you know all this kind of stuff. So I went back to Norman, and eventually I got this other lady as a sponsor. And you know some you know I would I had a lot, so I made a lot of mistakes, and I was in and out and in and out, and I've had to start over a lot. But sometimes I just I felt bad, and I you know, I didn't want to report it, that I screwed up. But I don't know how she put up with me, but she did. Well, I learned I had gotten divorced, and then I had I lost my kids, and then things kind of went downhill from there. And then I lost my mom, and I learned that I was bipolar and I had breast cancer. And then I lost my job and career. So it was like, Why bother? Why bother with all this abstinence and stuff? I stayed sober, and I had a number of years of sobriety, but it was all too much, and it took me a while to get stable in I took medication and stuff like that, and once I got stable, I did better, because at the last part of me getting stable, I had a really bad depression, and I didn't care if I lived or died. But and so I just kind of sat there on the couch for 18 months. So anyway, it just turned out that it turned out that after when I was coming out of my depression, I went to visit my cousin in Florida, and she was noticing what I ate. And I come back and I thought, well, I can do this myself. I know how to eat. And I lost like 20 pounds, and I was like walking. But then I had problems, and I ate again. So what happened, like right before program, was that I was like, I got out of control, and I was eating cake for meals, and had cake in between my meals. Had ha I would have cheesecake for meals and for snacks. I mean, it was insane. And then somebody, I texted somebody that I knew from AA, and she sent me an invitation to OA, F10, and I asked, I went to the OA meeting that several of the people are going to at 6:30 a.m. In Norman, out of Oklahoma. And I mean, I was ready. Something clicked. I don't know. I can't tell you. I just felt God. And I mean, this is what I, this was not like. It was not like a pink cloud, because this lasted like over a year. And I just did. It was scary at the same time that I felt God, don't get me wrong. But I did what she said. I went to F10. I did everything she said. It took me a little bit to get this, to get the steps, but I did them. But I also had I did she wanted me to go to Al-Anon too, so I did the Al-Anon steps with her, because she's also an Al-Anon. So I had to do that, because my emotional state, as far as because I was so kind of I felt so angry and ugly and everything, because everything was coming out, because that was my last addiction except for the shopping stuff. And it was like all pouring out. So I had to do steps again. And I did it. I did the steps through the OA workbook, 12 and 12 workbook. And the fourth step was the most, I've done a lot of steps, and that was the most, the fourth step was the most thorough I've ever done. I don't like it, but I needed it really badly. So, but now, I mean, I still do the steps every day. I had a period where I kind of found, I started eating things that trigger me, like peanut butter, that sugar-free peanut butter. But I was, I would eat it too much, I just ate, I didn't overeat, but I would eat it frequently. And I thought, this triggered me, I had to get rid of it. And then the carbs were bothering me, even though they were like, I was eating like corn tortillas and things like that. And I'm going, no. And then my doctor told me to cut down on the dairy too. So I'm cutting down on that. But
5 minutes.
that's what, and my doctor told me to do the cut out on the dairy too, because of I have intestinal problems. So some of my feeling full, it is off because I have the IBS. I have three GI things going on. So anyway, I feel like I started setting my food again. I just decided to go back to basics because I'm going, this is going out of control because I was starting to overeat. And as soon as I started setting my food again, I mean, weigh measures the whole thing, I felt God really strongly. I felt I just I've I when I'm talking to my sponsees, and I don't only have them in OA, but I have them in AA too. I mean, I had come up with these great ideas, and it's not from me. I'm like, oh, you need to do this then, too, because I'm hearing me say this, and I've been journaling a lot and doing meditation, and I do the steps every day, especially that I do 10, 11, and 12, and any problem I do 1, 2, and 3 on that on my problems, and then just carry it through. But I try to, and I try to listen at meetings a lot better than I did. And it's just, there's just a lot of things. I always have more, I'm still battle. It just seems like a battle, selfishness and self-centeredness. And there's just always something I need to improve. But I wish, I just, the fear I have, I'm not as angry as I was, but the fear is there. So I'm dealing with the fear and the insecurity and stuff like that. So I'm a work in progress, and God's not finished with me yet. So that's all I have to share. Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much, Elaine. That was wonderful. Okay. Who has a question or comment for Elaine? Well, I'll tell you what, Elaine, my hat's off to you. I know having more than one addiction is, I've always said if you qualify for one program, you're going to qualify for another one. But it's challenging to work too because you have to have a different mindset. And I just admire your honesty and what you've gone through because that helped me. And it's that willing to go to any length. I hadn't been willing to do how yet. But I think that's wonderful, and thank you so much.
I have to say that, any power greater than yourself. I mean, a lot of people are into like the same kind of higher power that I have, and but I'm not ashamed of what I have. It's at the same time, and we all have our own story.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Anybody else have a question or a comment?
Yeah, Maxine.
Oh, yes, Maxine, please unmute.
Maxine, compulsive under an overeater. Elaine, thank you so much for sharing your story. It tells me that you are a person of tremendous personal strength, resilience, determination. And I don't think I have a question necessarily, but I was so impressed by your ability to stay with the program. In spite of all your hardships, you have an amazing story and you're willing to share it. Your transparency and your courage was very impressive. Thank you. And you've lived a hard life. And kudos to you for just hanging in. God is not finished with you for sure. And you're just living your life a day at a time, like all of us, as we say, like all of us bozos on the bus. But you're doing an amazing job, and it's impressive. You really are impressive. And thank you so much for having the courage to share all that you shared. I don't know if I had the same story, if I would have had the same courage that you had. So, thank you for that.
Thank you, Maxine. Jan, would you like to unmute and ask Elaine a question or a comment? Jan?
Yeah, it gives me a minute to
That's
unmute.
okay.
Anyway, Elaine, I wanted to thank you so much. I mean, I could relate to so much of your tale. I'm so glad to be a sister to you. I love you, even though I haven't met you. I'm giving you my ultra best hug over my stupid cell phone here, and I'm glad that I keep coming back, and I'm glad that everybody else in this program is coming back and is here. So I can't thank you enough. God bless.
Thank you, Jan.
Oh, Ada, I want to, since we were allowed this cross, I could relate to so many of the things that you said. And I just really respect you a great deal for what you had to go through. Oh, my goodness. But you just really faced what you had to go through with grace and dignity.
Well, I think the same thing of you, Elaine, so thank you very much.
But I really could relate to a lot of your story.
Thank you.
So I had a question, Elaine.
Sure.
Yes.
Hey, it sounds like, there were times in your life where you were beset with a lot all at once, and I really related to that because I feel like I'm beset a lot, all at once, all the time. And what is your perspective on that, looking back? You had some really, really rough patches there where you had a lot of loss, and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, if I had, well, I was just a lot of times, I didn't make use of some of the resources I had. I didn't realize I had choices, and if I explored, if I investigated more choices, I think I would have made better decisions. But I was away from my family, but that was my choice. There was some abuse going on there. Not physical, but emotional abuse. And so I couldn't really, I didn't feel like I could go back. However, this is from my mother, and however, I was able to reconcile that with the fact that she w wanted the best for me, and that she was there for me when I needed her. So we kind of made up after a while, but she didn't realize how she was coming across in how she spoke to me. And I wasn't able, at that point, I wasn't able to stand up for myself. So it was really difficult for me to just be around her even.
Wow.
But some things I don't talk about because, like, my AA group, and because that didn't really pertain to OA. And then since I've got dealt with some of the things with my mother, I don't feel like, I don't want to dredge it up and feel like, to be resentful again, if you can understand that.